It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing fits the plan like a talk with Fritz and Stan at McFarland's. Yes, that's right, folks. It's time for another version of Mornings at McFarland's here at WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo, Sauk Prairie, Lodi, Mazomanie, Plain. We're everywhere. We're everywhere that's important, at least, this morning. So thank you all for joining us this morning. I have some great guests, guys I have known for years. We know each other so well now that when we see each other, all we do is insult one another. So that's a sign of true friendship, I think. One of them is sitting right next to me. To my left is Fritz, the Meatinator Wittenbach. So you may know Wittenbach from Wittenbach Meats in town here. Meat the best, in fact, and I can attest to that. We've had, I think, virtually every cut of meat that Fritz manufactures, which that's how meat comes from the store, right? That's how it's manufactured. It just shows up in your store one day. So that's I have to tell my daughter that. She can't stand to think of the poor cows and the poor pigs. So, and sitting next to Fritz is Stan Thies, who also Stan and I finally got to the point after a couple of years where we knew each other's names well enough to start insulting each other. And now we do it regularly, right, Stan? So thanks for joining me, guys. And then across from the table, as if that wasn't enough fun for one morning show, is Brian Ziegler. Brian is the chairman of the board. So it sounds so impressive, Brian. I feel like this is the first time I think I've had a chairman of the board on the show with me. Had some presidents before, but thanks, Brian, for joining. Brian is the chairman of the board for the Badger Honor Flight organization here in South Central Wisconsin, right? That's primarily the area you cover. So thanks, everybody. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Raul. Well, we are just fine.
Peachy keen?
Yes.
Everyone's peachy keen. That's good. That's what I like to hear. I like to see peachy keen, because the more peachy keen everyone is, the more peachy keen the show is. So, Fritz, Stan, I've been thinking about it. I don't know how to really put in perspective, and not that you guys need bigger heads than you are. I mean, I noticed we probably just about had to expand the door frame to get you in here this morning. But, I mean, you've done such a great job for the veterans around this community. I know, Fritz, with you, it was a really emotional thing to be involved with this whole program. But if you haven't figured it out, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about heroes or honors for heroes. No, heroes for honors. I always get that. Oh, forgive me. I just get that goofed up. It grammatically seems like it should be honors for heroes, but it's actually heroes for honors. You've been with that organization pretty much since its inception, right? And Stan's been alongside you at helping with things as well.
Well, our whole team has been together for probably 4 years now. We really work well together. And, you know, if we want to start out, we'll just give you a brief history of where we started the fundraiser that we called Operation Eagle's Wings. And it started in the fall of 2015. In fact, it started the night that we presented our fundraising check for 2015 to the Badger Honor Flight people. It started in that building before we even left that building.
Boy.
We said, we're going to raise enough funds to fund one flight, one Badger Honor flight.
Which people must have thought was kind of crazy in some respects. I mean, it's what, $100,000 to send a flight, a full flight out?
Yeah, in fact, I think some of those people that thought we might have been a little crazy were sitting right across the table from us.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
well, I thought maybe you had been to Wittenbach Meats or to Wollersheim's right before the meeting. So.
And you know what? You can't blame them, because as a committee, we did not know how we were going to do this. We had no template to follow. We just said we're going to do this. We were pretty optimistic we could do this. We built it as one community, 1 year, one flight. And so we started the process, and it all started off with the big announcement, December 1st at the River Arts Center. I think one of the highlights of that event was the five veterans that were there, and they were interviewed by five drama students, and then those drama students portrayed them as they joined the service back in the 1940s.
Early 40s.
These were all World War II veterans.
And I remember that, too. It was like they treated it almost like they were reading a letter from home, or, you know, just kind of giving a background. So it was a real personal rendition of what those guys experienced, and girls. I mean, there was actually one woman represented as well.
Absolutely. And it was a very moving event, and everybody that was there was just so caught up in it.
Yeah.
And from then on, it just snowballed. We keep saying it had legs of its own, because it was going faster than we could go.
Sure.
And again, our goal is to get one flight 1 year. Well, to make a long story short, we're going to fill in the pieces afterwards. By May 1 of 2015, we had $100,000 raised already. So as a committee, we sat down and said, now what? And we had a lot of events planned for the summer.
Sure.
And those weren't even kicked in yet.
Sure.
So we decided we're going to go with two flights. And again, the support of the community, we can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
The support of the Sauk Prairie community was just overwhelming, and it's very humbling. Well, then by September 1, we had the second flight funded, and our final total ended up to be $218,000, which is, if anybody said to this committee back in December or the fall of 15 that you're going to raise that type of money in that short a time, that was unheard of. And we had to change our slogan to one community, two flights, 9 months.
Yeah.
And it's
pretty incredible. Well, and I think the thing that I've appreciated, honestly, about you two, all kidding aside, is that it would be easy, I think really easy, for people to go, we look at what we did. And there has been none of that. There's been no inkling of that. You've always, always, always thrown it back to the community and said, this isn't about us. This is about a community that wants to, that obviously has a deep passion for honoring its veterans. It's just, I think that's what impresses me the most, is that we live in a community like that. That's just, that's an upper, no matter how you cut it.
Rule, I've said so often, we didn't do anything other than provide an avenue for the community to do what it wanted to do.
Sure.
We just made it possible for them to do it, and the community support is just absolutely overwhelming.
Yep.
It just evolved. It took a life of its own, and businesses, people would call. We started with a mass mailing, and we had some difficulty getting the mass mailing organized, but once it was done, it was very successful, and we had set some numbers that we thought we needed to have results in order to get our costs back, and
Sure. Wow. Yeah.
The checks that came in from individuals, not just from the Sauk Prairie area, but from Lodi and Richland Center and Mazamani and all over.
That's part of this whole program, too, is it was more than just our community. It was a larger, it really was the Badger Honor Flight's community, which is an impressive thing when you think about it's not like the most densely populated area of the state. In some ways, it's a little more than Adams County, I'm sure, but, for Sauk County to have that kind of representation across the board, I don't know, it makes me feel good about just living in this area, that you have people alongside you that some of them were anonymous, too, that just gave because they felt it was a good thing, right? I mean, we've had some people that they didn't want to bring attention to themselves for doing. They just felt it was the right thing, and they did it. Like that movie Field of Dreams, build it and they will come, and they did.
Yeah, we had one organization that I won't even mention because they strictly want to remain anonymous. We couldn't send a thank you letter, nothing. And they send in an astronomical amount of money and absolutely want no praise for it whatsoever. They don't even want their names mentioned.
Sure.
So we've just got a bunch of X's where their names are.
Sure.
But the community and the community at large, I think, is what I'm trying to say, is just really been supportive.
Well, and it seems, from what I've observed, that you guys have just been very humbled by being able to be a part of that, and just feel a sense of, you know, what a blessing it is to be able to have provided that avenue, that conduit for people to show their appreciation.
Well, right? Like Stan said before, it was, as a committee, we just did what the Operation Eagle's Wings dictated.
And, sure.
And again, we can't repeat this enough or say it enough times and honor the Sauk Prairie community for backing this when you raise that kind of money. And, you know, we didn't go after a large corporate donation.
Sure.
We wanted this as grassroots as we could get it.
Sure.
And, if you do the math, we had 700 plus donations. And that's about $300 a donation, which is not a lot considering what we raised. And then the community of Sauk Prairie, I've said this before and I say it again, it's not a rich community. It's a giving community. And not only in this endeavor, but other endeavors throughout the years, they just support that. And it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
And I know there's big commitments now for other things in the community, and I know they'll support it.
Sure. Yeah, if your heart's in the right place, their heart is in the right place really
Absolutely.
Quickly.
Absolutely.
Which is a good thing. And it's not what's the scripture story about the righteous man who gives so everyone can see how much you're giving. And, you know, we're much more the other side of the coin, the people that give it honestly, and no one knows it.
And everybody in the community, again, like Stan said, should be very proud. Of this, and
thankful. I mean, that's where it comes down for me over and over again. Is I'm just thankful to be a part of a community that does care like that. Rubber meets the road here, and people don't just talk about, oh yeah, we support our veterans. I mean, it's just some quick stats. How many people is that serving? How many vets will be able to go to view the memorials as a result of the efforts here? Brian, you probably know more about those stats than anybody. Is that how many people are on an average flight, veterans?
Our goal is to take between 85 and 90 veterans on a flight.
Okay. And then each of them has a somebody that comes with them to assist them throughout the day. Is that right?
Yes. When we get in D.C., our objective is to have a one-to-one ratio for a guardian to a veteran. And that's for, first of all and foremost, the safety of the veteran all day long, the accountability, and then also the companionship of that goes on with that day. And anybody that's ever been on one of these trips, you know that if you had one guardian to two veterans, you're going to immediately have the split factor. So it allows the veteran to truly enjoy their day.
Sure.
But when we leave Madison here, not every veteran has a guardian. And what we've found is that some veterans they don't want to make the decision. They don't want to take the oldest child. They don't want to make a decision. I had two guys from Wanakee, actually, that they said, no, we told our kids, no, we're going by ourselves, and we'll accept your offer to pick up two guardians in D.C. They're fellow Legionnaire members in Wanakee there, and I've known them for a while. And, yeah, those two were boyhood, chums, joined up together. And they want to enjoy the day together. And they said, the kids can meet us at the airport when we get home, and we'll tell them all about it. But or they can look at the pictures. So, those are the stories we get. You know, but it's about the veterans. It's not about the rest of us going on the flight.
Sure.
It's all about them.
Well, we got lots more to talk about. We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors when we come back. More from Fritz, more from Stan, more from Brian. Charlie, probably not so much. Charlie's in the background here trying to pretend that he's not here, but I don't know. I can't at least resist kidding him once or twice during the radio show. Hope you all forgive me. Charlie, I don't care if you forgive me. So but don't go anywhere, folks, here on 99.7 FM. We'll be right back with more Mornings at McFarland's. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Mm-hmm. DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Have you noticed? People are moving their exercise from indoors to outdoors. Enjoying the warm weather while training for spring and summer sports is exhilarating. Sometimes that exhilaration leads to overdoing, causing injury, especially if you're prone to old injuries, haven't worked out for a while, or didn't properly warm up. When injuries occur, the family medicine providers of Prairie Clinic are here to care for your sports injury needs. Call 608-643-3351 to schedule an appointment at Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back. I know you've all been waiting with bated breath. Although it's good to hear from our sponsors. I'm always so happy that we have sponsors, Fritz. That's something, huh? You remember me when I was a little old guy just talking for 45 minutes and no one wanted to sponsor me. I was a poor waif. But now we have sponsors, so thank you.
Something's never changed.
I'm still a poor waif, so I'll always be a poor. I'm going to die a poor waif. That's just the way it is. Gentlemen, again, thank you. If you've just joined us, we're talking with Fritz Wittenbach, Stan Thies, and Brian Ziegler from the Badger Honor Flight. Guys, just for somebody that doesn't know anything about Badger Honor Flight, doesn't know anything about what these programs do, can you tell some stories of how this has impacted, the ways that you see this impact, folks? Because you've been on the trip before, right? Both of you have been on the trip before.
And that changed my life. And I'll be real honest about it. It was 4 years ago when I went with my uncle. He was a World War II vet. And I went with him on the Badger Honor Flight. And when I came home, I said to my wife, I said, we got to do something to support that.
Sure.
And, you know, it has just grown. And I remember to this day when I went to the Guardian training, Bob Kelter was there as one of the presenters, and I knew Bob, but sure. Other than that, I've never really talked to Bob.
Sure.
And I remember him saying one of the first things. I didn't remember all of what he said, and Brian can verify that.
Memory's the first thing to go, Fritz. I don't know if but you're aware of that.
One of the things he said, when you come home to the welcome home, there will be like 5,000-6,000 people at the airport, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying,
yeah,
oh, whatever. You know,
people inflate their numbers all the time. Yeah,
well, I was wrong. And you know, when we came home, it was exactly that. And the other thing he told me, he said, this will change your life, and it has.
Yeah,
it has. And you know, I get and I don't know why, but I do.
Well, your wood's got to be wet, I think, to not, doesn't it? I mean, to see these folks that have given so much to support the country, to fight for that. You know, we talk about it all the time, like it's almost trite, which shame on us that it gets trite. But, you know, freedom isn't free, period.
Yeah.
And these guys have made, in many, many cases, these guys haven't, but they'll talk about the heroes are the ones that didn't come back. You know, but to be able to be a part of saying, yeah, but you went, you know, you went, that says something. And you were alongside them when that happened, when they paid the ultimate sacrifice. That means something. It's got to mean something, or God help us. That's right.
Yeah, I was on the flight last year in April, and I vividly remember spending some time, another gentleman, at the World War II Memorial. And I just was observing, and it was uncanny how these veterans would meet one another and identify themselves by the red jackets. And some of them would just stop with their wheelchair or with their walker or with their guardian. A lot of them were walking slowly. And they would exchange a glance, they would exchange a word, or they would get into a long conversation. And they would look at a portion of the memorial, a slogan or something on the wall, and they would relive. And the emotion in that place was reverent. It really was. The Vietnam Wall, the gentlemen, they walk up and they see a name they recognize, and it's a reverence. It really is, and it really it changed my life, and it moves me. And we're trying to promote our second flight to get people to come in to the homecoming on April 22nd, which is in, what?
2 weeks.
2 weeks or less.
Yeah, week after
and,
next.
I would encourage anybody who hasn't been to a homecoming flight, whether you know somebody coming off that plane or not, to experience it. Because if you can come out of there unchanged after watching these people get the recognition that they deserve, you're a different man than I am, because, boy, it grips you.
If somebody just wants to come out, I mean, somebody's listening today and they don't have means, like some of the buses, we have buses that come from Sauk Prairie that go down there to meet, but what time would they be at the airport? What time would you suggest they be down in Dane County?
Well, the plane comes in usually at 9 or a little after.
Okay.
And I would suggest being there by 8:30, so you get the feel of the activity and the festivity. I mean, it is a festive occasion. There's music. Bucky Badger is there saluting everybody. Maynard the Mallard and Uncle Sam, and dancing and cookies, and it's a real festive occasion prior to when the plane comes in, and then the cheering and stuff after that is just it's really so. We have a bus going from the Sauk City or Sauk Prairie High School parking lot, leaving at 7 p.m.
Okay.
One has been filled. I don't know if we're going to have enough people to run a second. If we do, we will run a second bus.
Okay.
And it's free of charge. All that's required is that you get a ticket from the Chamber of Commerce, contact the Sauk Prairie Chamber, and get your ticket so we know how many are going, and so that the people with the ticket get on ahead of some that might just walk up. So.
Okay.